Congressman Neal was on the campus of Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams. As he often does during district visits, the Democrat taught a government class, spoke to students interested in travel, and toured the college's Science Center, which opened last fall. Talking to reporters, Neal says he isn't thrilled about every aspect of the 2014 Farm Bill signed by President Obama Friday, but is happy to see something finally being done after the previous bill expired in 2012.
Well, I thought cutting back on the direct payments was a good idea. I think it had become a bonanza in parts of the country. And the problem was that the large agricultural companies, they were receiving much of the benefit. I disagreed with some of the cutbacks in the TANF program, and at the same time thought that it could have been more balanced. But I understand that after 2 years, of acrimony over the Farm Bill, at least there is a final product.
Neal continues his support for reinstating unemployment insurance benefits cut in December for roughly 1.3 million long-term unemployed Americans.
It's beyond me how we cannot extend unemployment benefits for members of the American family. This challenge, incidentally, is compounded month by month. The unemployment rate is, this morning published, at 6.6%. I think everybody knows that is not an accurate description of those who have been out of work anywhere from 3 to 5 years. There is now a very stubborn problem in the American economy with men who are age 45 to 55 who have been out of work for 4 or 5 years. The question is, will they be going back to work?
The Democrat says federal money given to those who are out of work goes right back into the economy and refutes mostly Republican claims that extending the benefits makes people not want to work.
I don't know anybody who ever quit their job to get food stamps.
Neal says he sees President Obama's commitment to raising the minimum wage to $10.10 for newly hired federal defense workers as more of a symbol of his ability to use executive powers than anything else, since most in that industry make more than minimum wage. Still, Neal says the federal minimum wage should be raised, as it's another issue that has languished in Washington.
The issue in the American economy today remains demand or lack thereof. That's the substantial part of this discussion that oftentimes is complicated by political verbiage.
MCLA's four-story, 65,000-square-foot Center for Science and Innovation costs more than $30 million, taking just about a year to build. Neal says he wants to make sure the federal government maintains a strong partnership with public higher education to encourage students to enter the science, engineering, and mathematic fields.
Globalization is not going to retreat. The internet took care of that. And I think that understanding that the role of competition as to what's coming is critical. And I think that young people need to be better equipped all of the time for the new challenges that are going to come about.
MCLA President Mary Grant says Neal's visit allowed him to see firsthand where and how federal support for higher education is being used.
And students got a chance to ask him questions about national health care, about environmental issues, about funding for the arts. So for him to hear that we have a generation of students who are paying careful attention, are civically engaged, are being well prepared, and that's a good discussion.
Congressman Neal also toured the Thompson Health Center at Williams College in Williamstown. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.